A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter stood up in the midst of the brothers and sisters. There was a group of about 120 persons in the one place. He said, "My brothers and sisters, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand through the mouth of David concerning Judas, who was the guide for those who arrested Jesus. Judas was numbered among us and was allotted a share in this ministry. For it is written in the book of Psalms, 'Let his encampment become desolate, and may no one dwell in it, and may another take his office.' Therefore, it is necessary that one of the men who accompanied us the whole time the Lord Jesus came and went among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day on which he was taken up from us, become with us a witness to his resurrection." So they proposed two: Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was also known as Justice, and Matthias. Then they prayed, "You, Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this apostolic ministry from which Judas turned away to go to his own place." Then they gave lots to them, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was counted with the 11 apostles. The word of the Lord. A few weeks ago, our congregation held a general chapter, an event that happens every 5 years. At this chapter, we elected a new prioress and council. Previous to this event, the sisters had prayed and talked and shared and prayed and studied and prayed for weeks, even months, to determine which women might best serve us in leadership for the next 5 years. Names were suggested, necessary qualities of leadership were proposed, conversations were held with possible candidates, and did I say we prayed a lot? We all know that even with all this preparation, maybe in spite of all this preparation, we are not in charge. We never were, and we never will be. We recognize that it was the Holy Spirit who would choose the right people, and we trusted that they would be the right people. Was it St. Ignatius who said, "Pray like it all depends on God. Work like it all depends on you." And that is what we did. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Matthias, the 13th apostle. After the resurrection, in the absence of Judas, the 11 remaining apostles had the intuition, based on their own reading of Scripture, that God wanted them to replace Judas. The criteria were rather simple: someone who had accompanied them during the ministry of Jesus and who could and would be a witness to the resurrection. Two qualified men were identified and were given lots. As we would say today, they drew straws. The Holy Spirit then identified Matthias as the one who would join the band of apostles. Maybe that's how we should have carried out our own elections. It would have been a lot simpler. Maybe next time. In any case, the common thread is the reliance on the Holy Spirit. And this is the common thread of Christian life as well. Only one person was chosen officially as an apostle. But aren't we all chosen to be disciples of the risen Christ? Sometimes when we're challenged, or even when we're blessed in the Christian life, we might ask ourselves, "Why me?" The answer is that we are loved into being by the one who created us. We are chosen. We are sustained and guided and led by love. And all we have to do in return is to love. Saint Therese of Lisieux, known as the Little Flower, once said, "In the heart of the church I will be love. Some are elected to office one way or another, but all of us are elected to love.